appeared, then you, and he explains what the rapture is and why they're still there. So what he is saying is, said, listen, you can download this. Now what's going to happen? Okay. After the rapture, more than likely, and I'm going to say probably not until the Antichrist actually gets into power. But when he does, there will be no information on the internet. Forget it. He's going to erase everything about dealing with Christianity, the rapture, and anything else. So if somebody wanted to look it up on the internet, you're not going to find it. It's amazing. I was looking up some of these things, and I went on to YouTube. Well, actually, when I pushed something, it took me to YouTube. God bless you. And you remember the Left Behind series? Amen? There was a movie called Left Behind. You remember that? They took it off the first book. Well, YouTube has an age-appropriate sign to it. In other words, you have to prove you're old enough to watch it. Do you remember that movie? There isn't a thing there that's bad for children. Huh? You see that on the news every day. We see worse on the news than that. To be age appropriate, to me, that was more about, let's not let people watch this that we don't want to see it. And that to me is significant. If you look at back what's going on there, you're looking at Facebook. Facebook is now deciding who can see what and what can be heard. We're coming to the end of days. There's the freedoms that we enjoyed for so many years are being taken from us slowly but surely. And we're not seeing it because we're caught up in just everyday life and we're seeing this and we're seeing that. But if you look at what prophetically he is speaking about and we look in the scriptures and we see everything that's going on, we have to realize that we are coming to the end of days. I gave you a list again. I go back to that list and I said, remember, why can we see prophetically in the scriptures what is taking place that we can say these are signs that we are in the last days? And if we are in the last days, remember, the Bible says there's an imminency. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back, the Bible says, he can come back as a thief in the night. For those who aren't looking for his appearing, he'll come like a thief in the night. And he said, don't be asleep. Don't be like one of them who are sleeping at this time. Now, I want to also say this to you. I'm not saying this to bother you, although I hope it causes you to think. It's not something that we're talking about that makes me feel bad. The Bible says it should bring you comfort. It should bring you comfort. You're not going to have to go through these things. Listen, hear me. These things are coming to pass. Whether we like it or not, it's coming to pass. Because God prophesied they're coming to pass. The only thing that makes a difference is whether we have to go through them or not. Amen? And we do, and we deal with as much as we can by helping others come to the realization that we're coming to the end of days, and we want them to be able to also not have to go through what's going on. But we have to be honest with ourselves. If the Bible says these things are going to come to pass, and if we can see ourselves right now, right there, right at the foot of all these things coming to pass, then we have to be ready ourselves. And does that mean that every day I got to worry about whether I'm ready or not? No. If you're ready, you don't have to worry about it. Amen? If you don't know if you're ready or not, then I would think about looking and examining myself. Am I ready for the coming of the Lord? If the Lord Jesus should come right now, right this second, take us home, am I ready? Will I go? That's a question each one asks themselves. I can't tell you if you are. God knows your heart. The Bible says God even knows your very thoughts. Amen? And I think it's very important that we understand Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have some papers I'm going to hand you in a little bit. I want to take you real quick. Again, remember what I told you. Not everybody agrees on these things. So you can tell one person one thing and they've been taught something different. Well, that's not what we believe. That's fine. I'm not asking you to say this is what I'm saying is 100% true. And I'm not going into very, you know, extensive details. Amen. We're not going to tear apart the red horse or the pale horse or the black horse. We're not going to do that. We'll talk about it somewhat, but we're not going to go into great detail about all these things because it's really not significant for us right now, because the truth is we're not going to be here when all these things come to pass. Now, there are many groups who already proclaim, like the Peterists already say, that all this stuff has come to pass already. No, I mean, it's very clear, but there are people out there who said this is all done, and actually what the church is supposed to do now is prepare for the second coming of Christ by making this world the perfect place. That's what the church is called into, and a lot of people believe that, and a lot of people keep speaking those things, but I don't happen to be one of them. I think things are getting worse, not better. And if the church is supposed to make this world better, it's doing a very bad job about it. We have failed on every front. But we also know that, and we'll talk about it in a minute, when the Antichrist comes, the Bible says that we're going to be out of here when he shows up. So we're not going to know who he is. We may know if we're in heaven, I don't know. I don't know if God reveals that to us or not. I have no clue. But there is going to come a time when he comes, but we will be out of here when he's revealed. Amen? The Bible talks about, well, I'm getting way ahead of myself. Okay. So we looked at, first of all, praise God, I got so many notes. Do I want to go there? All right. First is the rapture. We're out of here, right? Amen? We're gone. We already went over those. I'm not going over all those scriptures. Now, here's where it comes the next. And I'm going to give you what I think. And doesn't mean that I'm right. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. But right after the rapture, we talked about chaos, and there's going to be a big transition because so many people are going to be missing. While it's going on down here, we don't know the time from the rapture to when the beginning of the peace period is. Or in other words, the true beginning of the tribulation period is when the 7-year peace agreement is signed. Okay? That's really what they're talking about, as far as most people agree. That's why you will know the second coming of Jesus Christ when he steps foot on earth, because you have the peace agreement. And it's a 7-year peace agreement, all right, between Israel and neighbors and actually throughout the world. Now, when does the Antichrist come in? Because he has to be the one who brings that peace agreement. That's the question most people have, and not many people understand it. When will he show himself? Like this guy was saying, it's going to take a while for him to set up his government on this earth. It's going to take time. Then it goes into the description of Gog and Magog war. You all heard of that, right? Gog and Magog. Gog, it's a Russian coalition of countries who will attack Israel. All right? Now, some people believe that war will happen after the peace agreement and around the 3.5-year period, which is midpoint of the tribulation period. I don't seem to agree with that. I think that war will happen before the fullness of the Antichrist is revealed. I think he then brings peace, and that's why he will be loved by the whole world, because he will bring the peace agreement after that war. Now, we know that during that war, that they're going to, Israel will be attacked. Russia will be the head of it, probably. But then you'll have Turkey and you have Iran. You'll have, which the scriptures call Gomer and, anyways, other names, Persia. Then you're going to have Iran. You're going to have Ethiopia. You're going to have, I said Turkey. And there's numerous other countries. They're going to attack Israel. And when they attack, God is going to intervene and destroy the armies that are attacking Israel. Israel won't have to do anything. They will have, God will intervene and destroy them. I believe then, and it says that it'll be 7 years of military weapons that's going to have to be cleaned up. It's going to take Israel 7 years to clean up this military weapons. When that happens, I believe that's when the Antichrist will be revealed, and he will bring peace to that region through a 7-year peace plan. I could be wrong. There's many people not sure when that's going to happen. But we can see all of those coming to pass. You're going to have the peace covenant. That's in Isaiah chapter 28. You can find that there. The Daniel 9:27, Revelation 6:2 is talking about the Antichrist that's going to be coming into power. And he's going to establish a worldwide government, worldwide religion. The false prophet's going to come into it. You're going to have a worldwide economy. And then during that time period, you're going to see that you're going to have to take the mark on your hand or on your forehead in order to buy and sell. You'll do no commerce whatsoever. You won't even buy food in this country. You won't be able to pay your bills in this country. So you won't have, your water bill won't be able to pay, so on and so forth, your electric bill. You won't be able to pay any of that. You're going to have to live here. Somehow you're going to have to set up a life down here without any government involved in your life. That's going to be tough. Amen. That's going to be tough. Now, during that period, there's going to be 144,000 evangelists evangelizing throughout the world. And these are 12,000 Jewish men and women from the 12 tribes of Israel. And they'll be sent throughout the world. They'll have a mark put on their forehead. And they will be, nobody can kill them, nobody can touch them. And they'll be witnesses for Christ. And millions will come to the Lord during that period. If not billions. We don't know how many, it doesn't say. But there'll be a multitude upon a multitude upon a multitude. Now those who come to the Lord during this period, they will more than likely die for their faith. The Bible talks about that under the throne of God, there are people who have been saved, and they're dressed in white, and they were martyred for their faith in Christ. They had given their life for faith in Christ. And they stood under there, and they said, Lord, Lord, how long is it going to be? How long do we have to wait here? So there's a period of time from their death until Jesus steps foot back on this earth and deals with Satan. Amen? So these are going, all these things are going on during this time of 7-year period and time when the Antichrist is building, is getting ready to build. At that time, the temple is going to be rebuilt in Israel. And during that period, at 3.5 years into that period, that 7-year period, it says that the Antichrist is going to enter into Israel and enter into the temple and set himself up as God. All right? Now this, why do we need to know this? Because if we are left behind, we can recognize in this time, once he does that, once he sets himself up in the temple as God, you've got 3.5 years before Jesus comes back. Amen? 3.5 years before he comes back. And it's going to get worse as time goes on. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And for the believers, more than likely, they'll lose their head because they said they're going to be cutting off their heads, the believers. Sounds like fun so far? You can't buy, you can't sell, you can't buy food, you can't buy your water, you can't buy gasoline for your car. You can't do any of that stuff unless you take the mark If you take the mark of the beast, they call it as we know it. If you take that mark, the Bible says you will not be able to be saved. You're lost for all eternity. Now, there's people out there right now, and they're putting chips in their hands, and they're able to go into their offices with just chips, or they're able to actually go into some stores and buy. This is not the mark of the beast. It's a precursor of the mark of the beast. Don't be afraid of these things. Would I take the chip? I don't think I'd take the chip. I don't need a chip in my body. That's just something else they can track you with. As I was reading part of this and getting ready for this, like one guy said, he said, listen, if you are left behind, get rid of your cell phones. Because they can track you through your cell phone. Your car has a transponder in it and it reveals wherever you go, they can track you. Amen. They're already setting, all this stuff is being set up for this time. Everything's being set up to show this is coming to pass. So don't be surprised. And the biggest struggle we have in America today, really, and the world, is because when Trump got in, he kind of interrupted everything that was being planned and set up. Everything was coming together for a one-world economy. Everything. And their idea was, and like everything else, and you'll find this to be true, that they need to have an enemy that everybody unites against. All right? Hitler had to have an enemy that everybody united against, the Jew. Who is that enemy right now? No. Climate change. Climate change. The whole world's caught up in climate change. So that's the enemy that we can all unite against, right? Now that's falling apart. So the next enemy will be Israel. Although everybody's, right now, you can see it, everybody's against Israel, right? But remember, the Christian is going to be out of here. So they can't unite against the Christian because we're going to be gone. They're going to have a one-world religion, so they're going to incorporate all the different religions under one religion so that they're not going to attack religion. You won't be called a Christian anymore. You'll be called whatever they come up with. Unitarian, there you go, Unitarian. We know now that some churches, they call it Chrislam, where Christian and Muslim religions are put together, saying that we serve the same God, and we can worship the same, you know, they call it Chrislam. So we see the precursor again. We see the beginning of all these things are starting to take place. Everything is being set. Jesus called them birth pangs. Everything was getting in alignment for the fulfillment of all these things. Is it all said and done yet? No, it's just getting there. There was a time when the Pope had a great meeting of all religions of the world, and they all came together. We even had Christian leaders from here going there. And they all made a unified front and say, we're all doing the right thing, serving the same God. And they didn't care who it was that they were standing next to and agreeing with. Again, it's the beginning of the end for this. Praise God. Then during this period, you're going to find that there's going to be two preachers. During this time, you're going to see they're going to stand in Israel, in Jerusalem, and they're going to preach. The whole world will see and hear them. And through their preaching, millions will get saved. And they'll be able to call down fire from heaven. They'll be able to stop the rain for as long as they're there. For 3.5 years, they will preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then, just as the Antichrist will come to them, and he will kill them. And they will kill them probably by gun or however. Until their time is up, Satan couldn't touch him. The Antichrist could not touch them. But the moment their time was up, we've talked about this before. We even see it in the believers. Your hours, your days are numbered. And Satan can't get rid of you until God says time. The two witnesses will... Now, who are the two witnesses? There's arguments back and forth about that. It really doesn't matter who they are, as long as we know that you're going to see them there. And it says, once they've been killed, they'll be laying in state. People throughout the whole world will see these two witnesses laying there. And the Bible says they're so happy that these two died that they're exchanging gifts with one another, saying, oh, isn't it wonderful? These guys are dead. Why are they happy they're dead? Because they didn't like the preaching and the message that was coming up. God's grace, God's mercy through his son, Jesus Christ. But the whole world will see it. Is it possible for the whole world to see this? Of course. Right now, who is it, Musk or somebody, is sending up satellites. So everybody in the whole world, no matter where you are, you'll have internet. And you'll be able to see everything. And it's coming to pass right now. Right now. So all of that is possible. You're going to see these people laying in state. And the people are going to rejoice because they're dead. Because they didn't like the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Along with that, right after they're dead, he will enter in. Now again, where exactly this all comes to pass, there's a time period when the Antichrist is going to have to take time to build up his kingdom. When the ten kings come and so on and he deals with this, he's going to have to set up his kingdom down here on earth. And it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be like that, you know, we're out of here, this is set up. And it's going to take possibly years for all this to come to pass. Now the good news is we're going to be in heaven. There's no time up there, so we don't have to worry about it. We'll be busy with the Lord. Amen. At that time, we'll be up there. I believe we're going to be up there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And possibly, more than likely, and I think definitely, we'll all be standing before the Master and getting our rewards, our crowns. Amen. So we'll be busy up there while they're busy down here. We don't want to be down here. Revelation 13, again, he starts putting together his government down here. During that time, they're going to be the one world economy, the one world religion. He's going to have one military getting ready. And then he attacks Israel. And he sets himself up here in the temple as God. And when that happens, again, you'll know that you have 3.5 years, and he'll be defeated. Jesus then will come back, set foot here on Mount of Olives. He says it'll be split. Now, during all this time period that's going on, the earth is falling apart, or let me put it this way, coming into place. It says the mountains will be laid low. The seas will be... Everything in the seas will be destroyed, killed. It says that a mountain will come down in fire and hit the seas and turn it to blood red, turn it to blood. By then, I mean, this time, we're coming to the end of days, probably only a quarter of the population of this earth will still be around. Many of the Christians who got saved during the tribulation time will be martyred for their faith. The majority of them, I would say. We'll see plagues, famines, destruction like we've never seen. Earthquake. We see earthquakes now in the world, all over the place. But the Bible says they're just birth pangs. There will come a time when an earthquake will hit the whole world and the mountains will be laid low. Now it's going to flatten the whole earth. Can you imagine? Remember we were talking about people who are building bunkers in the ground. These earthquakes hit. It'll split those things like they're candy. Never before, ever, have you ever seen an earthquake like this throughout all of human history. But it's coming. again, we're not going to be here. During that time, we've seen the these things, scorpions, are going to come up out of the ground. They look like scorpions, but they're going to have the head of a horse and manes, and they'll be loosed to attack non-believers. Now remember, we're not here, but there's going to be saints here on the earth still. Amen. Believers who got saved during this time. People who have repented and come back to the Lord because they missed the rapture. They may still be here. When these things are released, they're going to attack non-believers. And it says that they're going to bite them, but they cannot die. They wish they could die. They pray for death, but they can't die. Rivers are going to be turned to blood. Water is going to be scarce, if ever. These are things that are going to happen all during this period. Death and destruction. But we're going to be in heaven. Why is it important to share the good news with others? Because those you care enough about. Well, they don't want to listen. Tell them anyways. This, what I have here, and it's up to you if you want a copy of it or not. It's called Post-Rapture Guide. And this statement, this here is about given to someone or left if we're gone. So somebody can pick it up, and what it does, it tells them exactly what's going to happen to be prepared for. It tells them about the rider on the red horse, the rider on the white horse. It talks about the seven trumpet judgments. It talks about the vile judgment. All of that, the bowl judgment, all these things, so that people who are left here have an idea what's coming. Now, we can look at this stuff and we can say to ourselves, it's fantasy. It's not going to happen in our time. And what's the matter? Even if it does happen, we're not here. So why do we care? Jesus died for them, as he did for us. We care as much about them as we do about ourselves. Paul, in his writings, said, you know, if he could, he would not mind. He would actually become accursed for his brethren's sakes, for the Jewish non-believers, if they would turn to Christ. He would give up his own salvation. We have to have the same attitude. We can't be happy because we're out of here during this period. We have to recognize that their loved ones, friends, neighbors, people we don't even know yet, we're going to be left behind. And we have to care about them as much as we care about ourselves. Amen? So I have printed some out. If you're interested, if you want any of them, that's up to you. They'll be here up in front. You can take them afterwards. It's a post-rapture guide. What is it going to be like if the rapture happens? We talk about these things, and again, I want to say this to you. Don't think that we've got tons of time here. I don't know when the rapture's going to happen, but it could happen any moment. The only thing that had to happen was, right now, is that the Word of God has to be preached throughout the world. Question is it being done today? Yes, it is. It is. There's absolutely nothing that stops him from coming back this second. And we're out of here. And then comes the mess. And I have no other way to make it except it is a mess. The time is coming. Some of the things that is written, now this is not mine, so I'm going to give it to you quick, and then we're going to close. What to do if you missed a rapture? Don't believe the explanations given by secular media. We already saw that on the video. Don't kill yourself. Repent immediately. Make peace with God. Make sure you have a printed Bible. you know exactly what's going to happen is your tablets are going to be useless. Leave your home and get away from the cities, especially the big cities. Pray for God to help you and give you strength. This one thing he said, don't go to church. Why? Why would you say don't go to church? Because more than likely what's being preached in the churches at that time is going to be lies. Amen. You have to know who labored among you. You really got to know, because the messages that are going to come out of the pulpit at those days are going to be watered and twisted and turned. Nobody's going to want to stand before them and admit, oh, I missed it. Get a small self-powered radio. Keep praying for your loved ones who are unbelievers. Leave copies of the list as many people as you can. Do not in any way, under any circumstance, align with the world leader. Refuse to take a mark, a name, a number, or a chip in your right hand or your forehead. Do not steal. Do not commit sexual sin. Don't murder anybody, and don't use drugs to ease your anxiety. Pray for the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Be prepared to suffer. Do not speak evil of Israel or her people, no matter the pressure. If you are captured by the authorities, do not deny Jesus Christ as Lord and God. Mark the day the world leader moves, and so on. Amen. Why do we have to think of these things? Why should we? Because, again, we're going to have loved ones left behind. We have people we know left behind. And we want to be able to look on them. And it should bring us a sense of urgency to get ready for this. Do I believe it soon? Yeah. Could be today, this moment. Am I ready to go? I search my heart daily. My prayer is constant. Luke 21. He said, watch and pray. Yes, Lord. Examine yourself. Are you in the faith? Yes, Lord, I do that. Are you sure? Be aware. Be alert. Amen. We're coming to the end of days, truly. Oop, somebody fell. Well, it's softer than it used to be. Amen. That used to be. Amen. And honestly, I'm not saying that you live every day worrying about whether you're ready to go or not. What I'm asking you to do is be aware. Be alert. Don't be distracted. Don't be caught unawares. If the scriptures are true, many are going to miss this opportunity. Many will miss it. Because they're not looking for his appearing. They're not paying attention. They're not ready. Don't you be one of them. Don't take for granted just because you said, I believe Jesus. Because when he said, Lord, Lord, we've done all these wondrous things in your name. How is it possible that I missed it? Don't miss it. You don't want to be standing here looking up, saying, Lord, Lord, what happened? Listen, it's not about what I got to do. It's about what's in your heart to do. The Bible said, blessed is the servant who the master finds working when he comes back. Are we serving? Are we doing what he asked us to do? Because that's who my brother and sisters are in Christ, those who do the will of my Father. Well, I don't know what his will is for me. Share the good news. Share the good news. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord. I recognize, Father, that there's so much that we have not touched on, so much we have not brought to the fore. We pray, Father God, that you would find us a body of Christ who are looking for the appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the air. We pray, Father, that you would reveal to us the truth, that we might be ready at the coming of our Lord. that we recognize that this earth is in a downward spiral. Until Jesus sets up his kingdom here on earth, the devastation and the destruction, the deception and the lies will increase. Help us, Father, to be ready for this time coming. But first of all, we're ready for the rapture. We're ready to share the good news with others before that day happens. We thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Also, I believe one more thing, that we're coming to the Joel 2:28 period for great revival in the land, in the world. Why would I believe that is because the Word does say that he's going to pour out his Spirit on his sons and daughters, not on the world. I'm a son. We have sons here, we have daughters here. Expect the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on you, a fresh anointing like you've never experienced before, with the ability to be ministering the Word of God and the power and the might of God. Amen. So I believe that's coming also. Like I said, if you have a desire and you want to leave this behind, or you want to look it over, you want to share it with someone else, come and get one after service. Amen. All right.